Thanks for coming to this talk. I know it's the last one of the day in this room, so I'm sure we're all tired. I'll get through it as quickly as possible. But essentially, my name is Gabriel. I am a tech lead on the Innovation Studios, working on a project called Formulaic, but more on that later, within Mozilla. And this presentation is all about, as was just mentioned, why intelligence is tricky and how to integrate LLMs in standard code. So I guess it probably makes sense to start with a definition. So LLM, probably a term you've heard a lot throughout this conference, is essentially a large language model, and that is a program that can naturally understand text, human text, and do something with it that a traditional program cannot. So just to reiterate that, it's essentially a program that doesn't need a specific syntax. It just works with natural language, which is actually pretty interesting when you think about it. Actually, I had a question for the audience. Who here has played around with ChatGPT or other chat bots or LLMs? Literally everyone has their hand up.
As the opposite, who didn't?
Yeah. But who found the actually useful? And just about everyone, too. Awesome. Okay. Just about. Not everybody, literally. So just before we get started too deeply, I just wanted to make mention that there's a lot of terminology in the space. Everything has a name, a definition, and lots of weird words. So I apologize in advance if I don't explain every one of those words. Just there's so much going on, and it's such a short talk. So So as we all just learned, everybody thinks it's kind of useful. I also think LLMs actually have utility and are quite useful. These are just two random examples I pulled up. But essentially, LLMs can help categorize content, answer questions, provide summaries, help create content, and structure unstructured data, and plenty of other things. They're essentially the proverbial hammer in the toolbox. They can kind of do anything you want them to do. Doesn't mean you should be using them necessarily, but you can do it. So I think it'd be appropriate just to have a quick example of a traditional app that is not intelligent, and then what it looks like when you add intelligence, and just how easy it can be once you get things set up. So in this case, we have a Node application, just takes unstructured text from a user and stores it in a database and lets the user retrieve it. Nothing special. But then when we add an LLM, for example, we can then take this unstructured information, craft a little prompt for it. A prompt is just an instruction for the LLM, and then get the LLM to return something quite unique and useful to us. In this case, the LLM output